Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Quarter 3 FY25 conference call of Advaita Energy Transitions Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Krishna Patel. Thank you and over to you.
Thank you, Yashashri, and good evening, everyone. On behalf of the management, I'm pleased to welcome you all to Advaita Energy Transition Limited's earnings call to discuss the Q3 FY25 financial results. Today, from management side, we have with us Mr. Shalin Sheth, who is the Managing Director, Ms. Rutvi Sheth, she is the Head of HR and Strategic Communication, Mr. Priyam Shah, he is the Head of F&A, IR and Corporate Affairs. Please note, a copy of disclosure is available on the investor section of the website as well as on the stock exchange. Anything said on this call which reflects the outlook for the future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. Now, with this, I shall hand over the call to Shalin sir for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Krishna. Good evening to everyone. We welcome you all to the first earning conference call of Advaita Energy Transition Limited to discuss the company's business and financial performance during the quarter and the 9 months. We concluded our board meeting on 12th of February, and please note that the company's investor presentation has been uploaded on stock exchange for the current perusal. As this is the first call, in larger interest of all, let me begin by providing a brief introduction about the company. I began my journey as an entrepreneur in the year 2010. I was initially by bringing my experience and know-how of power transmission, substation systems and power generations while working with companies like Adani Power, Kalpataru Power, working closely with India's and global biggest power consultants. From the first day of our operations, we focused on working professionally and we started our company by providing products and solutions into niche fields, especially focusing on bringing products and services from global market to Indian market. For the first 3 to 4 years, we were a consulting and trading company, and from year 2014 onwards, we put our focus in manufacturing and EPC operations. Since then, our motto of the company has always been to develop import substitution in terms of manufacturing and focus on bringing capacity in a suitable size and then nurturing EPC business of the same products. With this focus, we have created our Power Transmission Solution Division. This division is taking care of various products which are now mature with 4 to 6 years of operations, particularly every 2 years, we are coming up with a new product in this segment as an import substitution, and overall, our products have very limited competition. If I explain about the Power Transmission Solution Division, our products are manufacturing of stringing tools, emergency restoration systems, optical fiber ground wire, that we call OPGW, optical fiber cables and aluminum clad steel wires. We are still having 2 or 3 new products under pipeline to put up into manufacturing in coming years. We provide EPC solutions as a live line installation of OPW, for which today Advaita is among the top 3 companies in India. We also provide the EPC services into RDSS solutions, that is revamped distribution systems. We are also into providing solutions for STLS conductors, reconductoring jobs. Eventually, the entire segment that we are operating is robust attributed to the boom of power transmission line equipments due to increase in power demand. To support this demand, a lot of transmission systems and substation systems are to build in coming 5 years, which is expected to provide impetus to provide segment that we operate in. we foresee a growth momentum continue for the next 5-10 years. We have developed Make in India product emergency response system and successfully supplied to Powergrid recently. With the objective to foray into energy transition space, in the year 2023, we forayed into new and renewable energy, NRE space. With the support of government policy, a favorable global environment, and participation in sustainability projects, we have started look forward for enhancing our expertise into this domain. Initially, we started with turnkey solutions of green hydrogen project, for which we have already finished the first project in February 2024. We are among the very few companies to complete this small microgrid hydrogen project, and accordingly, we were also awarded a new project for 1 MW green hydrogen redevelopment, and we hope to complete this project by 2025. We also awarded a new project of providing 50 MW of green hydrogen EPC network. With this, our GF2 EPC division is working full pace, and we expect it to take a big leap in coming years. Similarly, our another division in NRE business is providing solutions in solar EPC and battery storage space. We are focused on developing at least 100 MW worth of credential on EPC basis, of which we are about to complete 30 MW within GF this month. We are discussing more than 200 MW of solar EPC projects, which are in pipeline now. At the same time, we work on securing more battery energy storage systems projects, and we have chosen GUVNL, Gujarat, because this project offering very limited equity participation while getting the maximum benefit of the market. So we have secured the first project of 50 MW on annuity basis of 10 years. At the same time, our company is focused on manufacturing green hydrogen equipment. We have successfully won the PLI through SECI for manufacturing of electrolyzers, which we have received in the two different phases. The first is 100 MW and second is 200 MW. At present, we are constructing a plant for manufacturing electrolyzers capacity for 300 MW per year. With our focus on energy transition segment, we are tied up for a technology with one of the advanced fuel cell developed by one of the Norwegian companies. The manufacturing of advanced fuel cell system will be likely to commence by year 2026-27. Initially, it will be through assembly routes, which will help manual assembly production, and then gradually it will move to automatic line. We are looking forward a heavy-duty commercial vehicle segment, along with marine segment, for supplying the fuel cell solutions. We look forward in becoming one of the renowned company in NRE segment in India and at global scale. To help you understand the division-wise breakup, Advaita's ETS division comprises of about 90% of the revenue as of. Looking forward, we believe that we'll be working at a similar pace in terms of growth numbers of power transmission division. At the same time, we believe that in coming future, our new division, NRE division, will take over the numbers. It will surpass the power transmission numbers. With this, I would like to put the growth outlook, which is from bottom of my heart. To summarize, we are a company that is highly focused in journey of energy transition. We continue to offer innovative product solutions in power transmission segment, with a focus on import substitution and expanding and enriching our market share by providing EPC solutions across country, and we are continuously exploring, trying with the global technology partners and doing manufacturing of those niche segment product in India under NRE division. With this, I hand over the call to Priyank Bhai to brief about financial of this company. Thank you.
Thank you, Salim sir, and very good evening to everyone. A warm welcome on Advait's result conference call. I shall summarize the standalone financial highlights for third quarter and 9 months ending December 31st, 2024. During the quarter, the total revenue was rupees 94 crore, a growth of 30% from rupees 73 crore in Q3 FY24. During the quarter, EBITDA was at rupees 15 crore, a growth of 24% from rupees 12 crore in Q3 FY24. EBITDA margin was at 16% as compared to 16.8% in Q3 FY24. During the quarter, PAT was at rupees 10 crore, a growth of 34% from 8 crore in Q3 FY24. During 9 months of FY25, the company recorded a robust ever total revenue of rupees 200 crore, a growth of 35% from rupees 148 crore in 9 months of FY24. During the 9 months of FY24, the company recorded a robust ever EBITDA of rupees 33 crore, a growth of 38% from rupees 24 crore in 9 months of FY24. EBITDA margin was at 16.4% as compared to 16.1% in 9 months. And unexecuted order books as on December 24 stood total of rupees 476 crore, out of which our PTS division is rupees 273 crore to be unexecuted and which will be likely to execute over the period of 9 months. Further, NRE division is of rupees 203 crore and the execution of this order will be likely to get executed over the period of next 12 months. In December 24, CRISIL, a renowned rating agency, has also upgraded our long-term credit rating to CRISIL BBB plus from BBB. During the first 9 months, we have secured total preferential issuance, including convertible warrant, of rupees 107.44 crore, out of which rupees 88.58 crore has been received and started deploying towards the business expansion. Our debt equity ratio improved at 0.29 times as on December 24 versus 0.48 as of March 24. Current ratio also improved to 1.73 for 9 months of FY25 versus 1.41 of financial year 24. The company has comfortable net cash position at rupees 30 crore as on December 24. That concludes my update on the financial highlights of the company. I shall now request the moderator to open the floor for the question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take a first question from the line of Raj, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, am I audible? Hello?
Yes, please.
Am I audible? Yeah, so my first question is regarding solar business. Your voice was breaking earlier. I wanted to know the solar EPC order book. Solar order book and bifurcation, how much of it is in IPC and how much is in EPC? Yes. So my question is regarding solar business. Can you repeat the order book of solar business and bifurcation between how much of it is in IPP and how much is EPC?
Good evening, gentlemen. At the moment, we are executing our first solar project of 30 megawatt, which will be completed in the month of February. And then we are looking forward for the pipeline of about 200 megawatts of solar projects. We are not taking solar projects on IPP basis. We have been taking on EPC basis with a clear focus that we want to develop the first credentials for the 100 megawatt of EPC, which will help us for our future foray into battery and green hydrogen business. Thank you.
Okay, good to hear, sir, that you are in only EPC. So my second question is, the order regarding the order from KPI Green has a realization of only 2 crore per megawatt, which is very less if I compare to market scenario. So is it because order is B2B or in future what will be the realization? It will be in the similar lines or it can go further ahead?
If you're asking about the realization of the revenue, so normally the solar EPC project is giving the revenue recognition of about 3 to 3.5 crores per megawatt. And we expect that by end of the project, by end of the month, even our first project will also have the realization to these numbers. In future, for the EPC side, we may choose some of the project that is without the solar panels. In that case, the numbers may be different in terms of realization. Thank you.
Okay, actually there's a confusion because in KPI game you have mentioned you have 30 megawatt of order for 60 crores. It is around 2 crores per megawatt realization.
This project is yet not completed. The numbers will be coming in next quarter, this quarter.
Okay. Next question is regarding GH2 EPC business. Currently, we have one order of GH2 EPC. Can you share what is the bidding pipeline or what is the current order book in terms of megawatts?
For green hydrogen, our order book is of 1 megawatt, which is having the revenue recognition about 10 to 12 crores. And the another project on which we have worked out is in a finalization stage in terms of project financing by our customer. As soon as the project finance is covered, we'll take up the project.
Okay. And what is the capacity utilization of OPGW and what is your future outlook regarding it?
Thank you. At the moment, we are using about 30 to 35% of the OPW manufacturing capacity because it is just a second year of the operation. We look forward that this market within India and globally will keep growing at the CAGR at the rate of about 15 to 20%. Government is looking forward to replace all existing OPW from 24 fibers to maybe 48 fibers and 96 fibers. It is also discussed that all the 66 kV transmission line will also be having the optical fiber ground wire. And moreover, there is a huge number of new transmission lines are also under construction. So we believe that we'll be having very interesting numbers time ahead. Thank you.
Good to hear that, sir. Regarding our RDSS project, revenue has increased significantly. So what is the future outlook or you can give any order book regarding it?
We hope to have the order book about 200 to 300 crores for this division very soon. We've been choosing the projects very carefully because we are not looking forward to have the revenue only from the RDSS. We have the technology skill, we have the skill set. So we've been choosing mainly the revenue, payment terms of the end customer and the segment where we can complete the projects in time. So we hope to continue growth in this segment as we have achieved the growth in the last two quarters.
Okay, sir. My last question is regarding our carbon credit. So currently we have 1.4 million inventory of carbon credit and it is going to increase substantially. So what is the process of monetizing it or how are we going to monetize it?
At present, we've been building this division. Our motto is to build as much as carbon credit with minimum cost. So we will consider this is an additional revenue when the time will come. and company is able to take care of these carbon credits from our allied business, which we have been taking from battery, green hydrogen, solar. So I believe that by end of the next year, this number should be increased by 10 times at very minimal cost.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll be back in the queue.
Thank you so much for your questions. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Suruchi Parmar from NX Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Suruchi, please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my questions. Sir, should I get to know about the bifurcation, revenue bifurcation between your power transmission services and the NRE new division in FY 2026 and further? In percentage, if you can just tell.
Suruchi, good evening. I understand your question is that you would like to know the numbers for the power transmission and solution division and NRE division from 2026 onwards. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Yes. See, as I explained, that our NRE division is working with the battery and solar as one part. Green hydrogen equipment manufacturing is the second part, and the carbon and battery solutions is the third part. So each division for the last year were in a nascent stage. So we hope to have the very significant growth for the next two to three years. So broadly, I can say that this year we have the mix of 90%-92% with the BTS and 8% of the NRE. Every year, while achieving the growth, we will be able to have the NRE division's numbers taking more and more share of the total business of the company. Broadly, we can talk that it will grow by 5% in terms of product mix per year.
Okay. Okay. And can you highlight about the margins in the NRE division? Like, it is better than the BTS, and what do you think going ahead NRE will shape into the margin side?
As a strategy of the company, we are very clear that we always work with the very niche products and niche markets. So we have got many opportunities in NRE segment to take the order. We will take only those orders with the lower margins where we are looking forward for the specific and strategic qualifications. Otherwise, we are looking forward for a healthy EBITDA margin for this division. Our company has been able to achieve the EBITDA always more than 15%-17% in past eight quarters. We would like to continue with this.
Okay. Can you specify about the PLI you are going to receive, in which year, from which year you are going to receive, and estimated amount of PLI?
Yes, madam. Our PLI scheme will be commenced for us from year 2026-27. It will continue for the 5 years, and we are supposed to get the PLI at the rate of 300 MW per year for the next 5 years.
Okay.
So total PLI incentive available to us is about 440 crores.
Okay. For next 3-5 years, correct?
Yeah. Precisely total 5 years, but major portion should come in 3-4 years.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, madam.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Devang from NB India. Please go ahead.
Hello. Is my voice audible?
Yes. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Firstly, congratulations for a very great set of numbers. Just I have one question as a long-term investment perspective, that what are the top line and bottom line estimates we are having for FY 2026-27 and 2028?
Thank you, Devang. Our expectation for the top line and bottom line for the next 2 years should be to continue with the same numbers what we achieved.
Okay. Means.
In terms of growth, I'm talking about in terms of growth.
Okay. So if I see then for the last 3 years, we have been growing sales at 50% and almost the same profit also at 50% CAGR. So are we looking to repeat the same top line and bottom line growth rate of 50%, 50?
At the moment, we are eyeing for those kind of business, yes.
Okay, and do we see any challenges for like having a deviation from 50%?
That's what precisely I was trying to cover in my presentation. And if you can just look at the PPT, which we have uploaded on our website, we have mentioned in Chairman's message that our complete focus is towards developing the products and development of the services which enable us into the at a greater elevation by getting the qualification. So better the qualification, better the capability, we'll be able to achieve the margins. So that is the only limitation which any business faces. But we have been able to mitigate and get successful since last 3 years as what we have planned for next 6 to 7 years of vision. So I think first 3 years we have overachieved and we hope that we'll continue the same.
Okay, and for solar, like what I am observing is that this December and January month, we are seeing very less tenders from the government. So is my understanding correct, or this is a misconception? We are seeing the growth in the solar tenders.
See, if I talk about the broader outlook for the solar, yes, precisely the new projects of the solar have reduced in last one quarter. But that is in terms of gigawatts. My company is looking forward for the projects in terms of megawatts, that is 200 to 250 megawatts. And if you look at the Gujarat, we have got enough potential in Gujarat and Rajasthan for the solar project. So we do not find any difficulty with these numbers. And secondly, what is happening that solar projects are getting delayed or not coming with the as predicted. That is because of the energy transition phase. Because solar projects are equally required to be contributed with the battery project and other energy transition phases. So that's what precisely we are also working to work on other aspects of the transition energy. And we will go side by side with the market. But at the end, we have to achieve 500 gigawatt of energy transition.
Okay, and one last question, sir. When we are expecting to commence the green hydrogen project, that electrocell product project?
Our manufacturing phase for the first 300 megawatts should be completed by year 2026. And we'll be able to supply the same by end of 2026 and the first year of 2027.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. And again, congratulations for great
Thank
set
you.
Of numbers.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Priyanshi Kankane from Brighter Mind Equity Advisors. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
So thank you for the opportunity. So I have a few questions from the JV which you recently did with TECO. So sir, I want to know what's your capital commitment in this JV?
Priyanshi, good evening. If you don't mind, can you please repeat the questions? Maybe I am not able to hear it well.
Yeah. Sir, I want to know the JV which you did with TECO recently. So, sir, I want to know what's the capital commitment in this JV?
See, in this JV, our commitment is investment of $2 million into the main company of the TECO. And in that respect, we will, from our JV side, the Indian JV will be getting the licensing agreement to manufacture the fuel cell.
Okay, sir. And so second question I want to ask that what is the current scenario of fuel technology in India? Like, what's the view on green hydrogen fuel technology? How much time India will take to adopt this technology? And how much of revenue do you expect to generate from this?
Madam, at the current scenario, we believe that India is already going to face a very interesting and very opportunistic stage in next 2 to 3 years for all of us who are into these green hydrogen related equipments and services field, because India is definitely a fossil fuel deficit country. We at the moment we are finding that there are many interesting applications where fuel cell itself will be able to compete the current cost of power. For an example, there are many applications in India where the cost of power is more than rupees 25-30 per kilowatt. And I think we'll be able to offer those kind of solutions soon. Once the green hydrogen or the grey hydrogen will be available in enough quantity, I think more and more projects which are having the feasibility will come up. And that will be precisely into the shipping, heavy-duty transportation, and also as a replacement of the diesel generator.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you so much, madam. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Kushal Kasliwal from Inved Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to understand the competition in the green hydrogen space. I know this is a new vertical and we've not just, not started clocking revenues in this sector. But just wanted your overall sense of the competition, because there are many large companies who have put up and one large PLI similar to yours, to name a few like Waaree, Reliance. Has the actual electrolyzers started getting manufacturing in India now?
Good evening, gentlemen. Yes, you're right. There are large players also who have got the PLI and who are also putting up their plant. But looking to the overall requirement of the electrolyzers and green hydrogen equipment in India, looking to the requirements, what we are going to produce will be less than 1% or 1.5%. Number two, facing the competition, the big companies, maybe Reliance or Adani, they will be precisely working for their own consumption, for production of the hydrogen. Their core business will be to supply the hydrogen. So rather, we think that we'll be able to have more and more opportunity with those players also. And third, if you just look at the green hydrogen equipment manufacturing space, it is going to offer enough space for all the quality manufacturers who has got the technology type available and who has got the know-how. The tenders for the green hydrogen has already started. All the oil refining company are putting very serious effort by replacing their gray hydrogen to the green hydrogen. And I think there are at the moment, there are 5 tenders are already on, which are needing the electrolyzers with a total requirement of more than 220 megawatts.
So currently, the electrolyzer manufacturing is on, you are saying, in these 5 tenders. Currently, India is producing electrolyzers.
Previously, the electrolyzers were supplied to produce the hydrogen at the laboratory requirement at the lab scale, if it concerns to the green hydrogen. From last 1 year or 1.5 years, yes, India has started to supply the electrolyzers, but I will not say that to manufacture, because still a lot of components are imported, precisely the core component that we call as a stack of the electrolyzers. So I believe in next 1 year, we'll be able to have developed ecosystems. Overall, it will take at least 3 years to have the complete ecosystem. And we have been working to produce at least of 85% of the electrolyzers component in-house, in domestic basis.
Does the PLI also mention certain kind of indigenization of these electrolyzers? So when you say 85%, you mean 85% indigenization means that components will also be acquired from India and produced in India?
So there are two parts. I can reply a question in two parts. One, to meet the PLI limitations, that PLI. If you just look at the PLI, we need to ensure that we have been supplying more than 70% for the year one, maybe 80% and 90% in next three, four years. Yes, PLI is also asking to have the domestic component. Second, to compete and to excel, we also have our own program to develop more than initially more than 60%, then 70% and 80% domestic supply, and that too in-house or developing our OEM partners so that we can supply more than 85% domestic. Yes.
Understood, sir. Sir, my next question was on the green hydrogen EPC business, which we have in the NRE segment. Sir, in this division, what we are doing exactly? Are we giving EPC services to other players to install electrolyzers at their place and produce green hydrogen?
Sir, I would like to answer you like this, you know. Like, we are not the companies like the biggest name you mentioned. We would like to first enter, learn, perform, stabilize the revenue. While stabilizing the revenue, we also work how to be a successful manufacturer and then how to provide the integrated solutions. That is the journey which we want to take up. We have done the same journey in our PTS division, and that is working on its own to get more and more projects. Similarly, for the hydrogen, we plan that we'll be doing initially the EPC projects. We finished the one project. We'll be doing two, three more in this year or next year. While doing that, we have decided to develop the equipment so that we are putting up the factory for the green electrolyzers and then fuel cell. We believe that this product mix in the next two to three years will be ready to fly.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much for answering patiently. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now.
Okay.
We'll take our next question from the line of Pushkar Jain from Mili AIF. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I missed the order book. Can you again?
Pushkar, can you use handset mode?
Sorry, am I audible now?
Yes, you're audible now.
Yeah, yeah. Sir, I just wanted to know the breakup of order book, like 476 crores is divided in what ratio?
If you just look at the order book, ratio of the division-wise ratio?
No, no, just like 476 crores order book, right? What is the breakup of the order book?
You want to have the breakup order-wise?
Yes.
I just give this question to Priyank, who will be having the detailed number. Priyank, please answer the question.
Hi. I would like to address your question. Order book from PTS division currently as on December 31st, 2024 outstanding is close to 273 crore. Out of which, the major order book is pertain to the EPC from DISCOM segment, which is 165.5 crore. Close to 35 crore orders books is outstanding pertain to OPGW and another supply orders worth rupees 49 crore is pertain to the manufacturing of tools, ERS related. Around 15 crore is pertain to the some of the services. Now pertain to the NRE segment. Yes, from NRE segment, we have order book of 203 crore, out of which from battery segment we have orders of around 130 crore and GH2 EPC is around 14 crore and balance is from the solar EPC. Thank you.
Okay, that answers my question. Thank you. You said on the call that most of the orders are going to get executed in nine months or 12 months. A 476 crore order book, so we can expect like 120 crores top line per quarter?
I have mentioned whatever orders are outstanding from PTS division in various segments will be likely to get complete over the period of nine months. Whatever orders currently stood orders in NRE segment is likely to complete over the period of next 12 months.
Yes, sir. That is what I'm saying, just extrapolating the numbers, 100 crores to 125 crores minimum top line can we expect for the coming quarters?
some orders are completing in some quarters, some orders are completing in some quarters. So to comprise the thing, the last order which is sending in the current order book is likely to complete in 9 months from today.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That answers the question.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Amita Vatsya from Sadhan. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. I have two questions. One is with respect to the battery part. The battery, do you want to play as an EPC or as a kind of an IPP or a developer mode you want to go with? And what is the business model and how are things evolving for you in BESS?
Amitabhji, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, see, if you look at the battery as an IPP or EPC, it fundamentally, you know, it differs that about infusion of the equity. So if I put my money over there, if you are my investor, you'll be asking, you are investing and you are getting what kind of IRR and what kind of return you are going to get. So we are open for both. We are looking forward only the projects where we'll be able to get the significant or specific kind of IRR or the investment on our return on our equity. Then we are immediately choosing the IPP business. Otherwise, we'll be looking forward for EPC business till the time. We will look at our balance sheet, and while managing our balance sheet, we will proceed for next 3 to 4 years because the opportunity is huge. At the same time, we would like to encase only the right opportunity for the company.
Okay. So I have a question with respect to green hydrogen business. In terms of electrolyzer manufacturing, you have a you are building a capacity of which is used like 300 megawatt per year. And right now you just said that 220 megawatt is currently on the tender basis right now in the whole country. So if I sum it up with all the PLI candidates of capacity is going to be used. If at least if I multiply your 300 with 6, at least a 2000 megawatt kind of electrolyzer capability will be, you might be having in 2027. So do you see the profitability curve for your green hydrogen business? Because right now the orders are not there. And when you see it coming?
See, if we know precisely, the total requirements which has been prepared by the various firms is more than about 8 to 9 gigawatt. That's what kind of requirement is going to come in next 2 to 3 years, maybe next 1 year. And of that, some tenders have started to flow down. So we also will take about 1.5 years to be ready to take up that opportunity. So that's the reason we have chosen that path, that whenever the system is ready, when the system is asking, I should be ready to take on the plunge, number one. By the time we already have a very fast moving and fast growing current business. In our NRE division, we know the path for the next 5 years. So while maintaining this path, we do not find any problem in terms of revenue or margin for the kind of business that we are looking forward to take.
So do we have a list of potential client in front of us, because right now there is one use case you spoke about is oil and gas. So we have any other potential list of clients which will be requiring electrolyzer apart from them?
We have been working with some of the companies who are discussing to provide the green ammonia. So these kind of companies who are putting up their plant under the PLI scheme of the ammonia, those will be our potential client for the ammonia. We are also discussing with two of the steel companies. So those will also be our client. We are also working with one Delhi-based company into the distribution. They are going to supply about 5% of the green hydrogen into this distribution network. So they are also a potential customer, and we already received the line of confirmation of supply with them. Same time, oil and gas is going to be the significant segment for next 1 or 2 years. Overall, maybe in 2 to 3 years, it will also be expanded into the industries, into the segments like chemical.
Okay. Can I squeeze in one more question with respect to green hydrogen?
Yes.
In terms of the indigenization of fuel cell, which we are trying to have through TECO, so where we are going to put it up in a manufacturing stage, and how is the manufacturing setup looking like as we speak on the green hydrogen fuel cell as well as the electrolyzer manufacturing facility in terms of the hard assets or land, if you can give us some color?
Thank you for the question. I think we are putting up the plant about 30 kilometers away from Ahmedabad. The total land requirement will be about 55,000 meters for the electrolyzers and fuel cell box. Our facility for both the units will be separate, and our electrolyzer plants will be upended up to 1 gigawatt in the next 2-3 years. So we are looking forward for the 1 gigawatt of electrolyzers equipment manufacturing capacity. And for the fuel cell side, we will be putting up the first plant as a manual capacity, wherein we will just manufacture the stack, and the balance will integrate, that is 50 megawatt for the first or 1 or 2 years. And then we have tied up with the Thyssen Group to provide our complete automated line to scale up the capacity up to 400 megawatt a year. So that is the fuel cell plant that we are looking forward.
Oh, can you repeat the name of the company which is helping you with the fuel cell in terms of setting up?
Our technology developer, TECO Group, they have worked very closely with the one of the giant company in Europe, AVL. They are the technology developer company. So AVL, TECO, and Thyssen Group of Germany, they have discussed and they have worked out the assembly line. In fact, Thyssen Group is also providing similar assembly line to other fuel cell manufacturers of Europe.
Okay, so is this fuel cell the most?
Could you join back the queue, please, as we have other participants waiting? Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Chinmay Dani from Sattva Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Sir, wanted to understand carbon markets and IREC services, what you have put on the presentation. So the business model over here and the financial, say, model also over here. So some thoughts on this.
Chinmay, just to sum up your questions, you want to ask the business model for the carbon business?
Yes, carbon credit business and financial also, like whether you are taking it on the books, how you are procuring, etc.
Thank you for your question. Precisely, we are getting two kind of revenues from this carbon business. One is a consultancy that we have been helping to get our customers to get the carbon credit in their books. Second, we are also giving consultancy for the green hydrogen and the battery kind of developers, that how they can get the carbon credit into their books. So we have been getting the consultancy here in the second part. Third, we are also helping some of the Fortune 500 companies for advising them on their ESG policies. So that is giving the consultancy part of the carbon. Second part, that we are also taking some part of their carbon credit, which eventually we get on our books. But we have got a very clear management policy that whenever we are going to, we will start getting this carbon credit on our books, our revenue will come only at the time of selling. And for us, the carbon business is a supporting business for our NRE division, because we have been giving our big foray into green hydrogen, again for the battery and solar. So we hope that this is going to help and add the overall value of the company.
So, sir, what is the maximum amount what you intend to deploy in procuring carbon credits?
Sir, we are not looking forward to buy, so that we need to deploy the amount in buying the carbon credit. We will deploy the amount to generate the carbon credit for our customers, and that is in form of salaries and some tools.
So you will be not buying carbon credits from the open market, right?
No.
From any other
No.
company?
No, 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 no.
Okay. And what kind of revenue do you foresee from this business? Like what percentage of the revenue over next say 1 year or say 18 months?
See, at the moment we are focusing on getting revenue to start with maybe 2 years, 2 crores for the consultancy part and 2.5 crores on the carbon credit selling part from this next year onwards. But looking to the current scenario, this may be multifold in next 4 to 5 years.
But no capital will be deployed from the balance sheet on this.
We don't deploy any capital on the balance sheet for this business, and our existing balance sheet is able to take care of the same, and we don't need to deploy any capital for the same.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Gautam Asnekar, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Gautam? Please check if your line is on mute. Since there is no response from the current participant, we'll take our next question from the line of Raj, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up. So we are going to spend around 350 crore for 300 megawatt electrolyzer facility. So how much of that is spent till now?
Raj, your question is that we are going to spend 330 crores for the electrolyzer and how much we have spent for the same. Am I right?
Yeah, correct.
So first of all, we have not mentioned that we'll be spending 330 crores for the electrolyzers. We will keep on discussing about this budget and capex for the electrolyzers. At the moment, we have done the technology tie-up. So we have spent some of the amount for the technology tie-up for electrolyzer business. We have given some advances for the land, and we have worked out some licensing agreement and some of the software. This is the amount we have spent at the moment. We believe that our major spending will come in the year 2026-27 for this plant.
Okay, so sir, I want to know that for a 300 megawatt capacity of electrolyzer, how much is the capex requirement, if not 330, 350?
I would suggest that these numbers are too specific to be given now, but what I can tell that our numbers will be most comprehensive, and those will be most economical numbers that my company has worked out so that we can get the maximum ROI. But I cannot tell the exact numbers at the moment. Of course, we can discuss whenever you are along with our team in future.
Okay, sir. Secondly, you mentioned your base order book is around 130 crore. So is my understanding correct that it is distributed over 10 to 12 years?
130 crores for which business?
A battery energy storage system, base business.
So this is the business which we have received on annuity. So this is distributed in a year, we can say that this is for the distributor for the next 12 years.
12 years. Okay, sir. And secondly, regarding our consultancy business, we have 20 projects of 300 plus megawatts. So can you tell me what is the revenue potential of it?
Now, can you please repeat your question? I could not understand the question.
So, sir, for consultancy business, we have around 20 projects of 300 plus megawatts. Can you tell me what is the revenue potential of it?
So I think you have been discussing about the consultancy portion of projects for the carbon consultancy, right?
Yeah, carbon consultancy, correct.
Okay. So as I have given the numbers to you that we are looking forward for the carbon consultancy of 2 crores for the next year, and then we have the significant numbers in terms of carbon credits to be received from them, and total revenue we are looking forward is 13 crores.
How much, sir? 30 crores.
These 13 crores is spread between 3 to 5 years.
Okay. Thank you.
And I think you asked a question about these 130 crores, and I said it is an annuity of 12 years, but presently, year-wise, our revenue will be 16 crores per year for the battery business.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take our next question from the line of Gautam, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, Gautam.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and congratulations for your fantastic Q3 result. I just wanted to understand if you could throw some light on your ERS segment. I think that's being a niche area also where you are working on, and how we are placed against the competition, and how you foresee this business.
Yeah. You are asking about our emergency restoration system business.
Right, sir. Right.
Yeah. So here we have already developed this product with more than 95% indigenization, that is a local content. We are further developing two or three new model with the latest kind of channels. We have already built up a team and our factory is set. Further, this year we are also going to deploy the automatic welding machine to take care of the proficiency of the channels. And we look forward that we being among the very few manufacturers in the world and maybe one or two manufacturers in India at the moment, we take a position so that we can take the maximum market share for next 5 years.
Okay.
And this year it's going to happen.
Okay. Thanks a lot. And one more, sir. If as a retail investor, if I would like to, you know, visit our company, how would, I mean, can it be arranged or how is it? How can be arranged?
Definitely, I'll just ask Priyank Bhai and our company secretary sitting here. They can definitely arrange a meeting with you and they'll be happy to meet with you. Priyank Bhai, please arrange it.
That would be fantastic, sir. I mean.
Hello.
And thanks a lot. Hello.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, sir, and all the best for them.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shalini Sheth for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Madam, thank you very much for the excellent coordination. With this, with a special thanks to all the investor community who were here to listen and answer questions, I would like to thank you all for joining us on our earnings conference call today. Thank you for your support and trust in us. We hope that we have been able to address most of your queries. In case of further queries, you may reach out to our investor relationship advisor, EY, and they will connect you with you offline. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Advait Energy Transitions Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.